Well, this year we ended up settling for around 4% increase, and what we saw from the legislature was a 3% increase and then some one-time money. So we're trying that when the dollars show up that we put it into our teachers' pockets. That's where, of course, most of the money goes in a school budget is going into salaries.
The what are some of the challenges that you're finding in regard of, you know, being competitive with other school districts and what they're paying teachers?
Well, probably the bigger picture that we need to talk about first would be that schools are all dependent on whatever the formula dollar amounts that come from the legislature are set at. And so when schools are trying to make their plans on what they're going to do with salaries and how they're going to pay their teachers, they need to first kind of find out what the legislature is going to do that given year. Now, one of the challenges that we've had through the years is we've got a formula that says you get paid inflation, and that's the amount of money that comes in. Well, I think as probably everybody in the state now knows that one year we were frozen and didn't keep up with inflation, and the next year we were cut by 6.6%. So that's been probably the biggest challenge, the biggest thing that schools have had to deal with is how do we keep our pay marketable and yet stay within our means as to where the funding's coming from.
Jim Holbeck joins us. He's the superintendent of the Harrisburg School District. You know, you referenced the pay cut that took place in to education and state agencies really across the board. How are you feeling about, are you confident that those funds are funds that are going to wind up being restored to education or not, Jim?
Well, I wish I could say yes, but everything that we keep hearing is that that's the new reset button. That's where the new line is. And the thing that's been discouraging to us is that I tell everybody we were 51st in teacher pay because they throw D.C. in just to make us feel worse. You know, it's not 50 states, we're 51st. And in the time that we've been 51st in teacher pay, the next closest state has been North Dakota, and they've been pumping money like crazy into their teacher salaries. So we're falling so much farther behind the next state ahead of us and all the other states that are in that pack. I don't know what it would take for us to come back and try to catch up. Right now, that's been a problem, being marketable across the region, not just in our state.
What things would you like to see happen?
Well, if anything, restore the trust. Right now, I know my colleagues, we have such a hard time with trust. When you're told that here's the formula, here's what you can bank on, here's what you depend on, and then the legislature and the governor's office ignore that law and break that law, we find ourselves saying, man, if they give us money, I don't know if we can spend it or if we have to sock it away because they might cut us next year. And if that trust came back, schools would be more likely to loosen up those purse strings.
In regard to competing with other states, and I've got to imagine, you know, for you in Harrisburg, for schools that are in this part of the world, you've got Iowa and Minnesota that are not very far away. Does that make it more difficult for you to attract and recruit teachers?
The people that come to us from those states come to us not because of the pay. You know, people that brag about what we have going for our state are the same reasons that some of us stay in this state. We love this state, and some people want to come back, move back, be closer to family, or their spouse gets a job in Sioux Falls and one of the different, in our area in Sioux Falls, one of the different occupations there, and they need a job here. So those are the type of people that we can recruit. That's who we get. This last year, as a matter of fact, just about a month ago, we were trying to fill a position of which I knew of an individual across state lines into Iowa. And this was an individual that I had taught and coached once in my career and had great success in that school. And I called that teacher up and I said, you know, I'd like to get you to come back here and work. And their response was, I'd love to. I'd love to get back to South Dakota, but at this point they're making $62,000. Well, after a dozen years of teaching, the best I can pay somebody is $39,000. And so that teacher can't come back here for a $23,000 pay cut as much as they'd love to be in South Dakota. That's what we're running into.